Very much, and now I'm giving the floor to the Ministers of Cities and Protection and Maritime Policy and Insular Affairs.
Thank you, Secretary General, for giving me the floor. My name is Andreas Karagiorgos, working for the Hellenic Police and Special on Border Protection Issues. First of all, and supplementary to the comments raised yesterday on trafficking and the training of police staff, please allow me to comment that the staff of the Hellenic Police, of the competent units, following training, follows training activities which aim to further improve the efficiency on investigation. Adequate training is also provided in the curriculum of the police academies. Now, with regards to the management of minors detected at the borders, I would like to inform you that all minors are transferred upon detection to the proper accommodation facilities for further management, which includes inter alia the determination of age by medical staff, the detection of possible family members or relatives. Please also note that the determination of age is a procedure implemented exclusively by designated medical staff. It must be also noted that the staff of the Hellenic Police is aware and trained accordingly on the detection of special categories of minors, such as those who may be victims of trafficking or presumably they have been involved in armed conflicts. For the latter, the staff of the Hellenic Police makes good use of the risk indicators issued by the European Border and Coast Guard Agency, which are constantly updated to support the work of border guards and police staff operating at the borders, providing significant support to border activities. It has to be illustrated once again that in the frame of the obligations arising from the national and European law, as well as from the international conventions, Greece fully respects the principle of non-refoulement for all third country nationals and does not deport third country nationals to other countries unless all administrative and judicial procedures, including those on the examination of asylum applications, have been finalized according to the law. Thus, the Hellenic Police is in full cooperation with the Greek Ombudsman, as well as the National Transparency Authority, which guarantee dependency and impartiality on the investigation of the actions by the national authorities at the borders, in addition to protecting the fundamental rights of migrants and refugees against hybrid threats and instrumentalized actions. These measures, together with the presence of designated staff for the protection of fundamental rights by Frontex, including the strict circular orders, are precise and effective measures against the so-called pushbacks and prove that there is no system in place for this kind of deportation. In this frame, the recent resignation of Frontex executive director was connected with the so-called pushbacks in several EU member states. However, and in order to restore clarity, the reasons of this resignation were clearly stated in the ED's resignation letter, leaving no doubts about the reasons of this development. Finally, and regarding to the custody of minors at police services, please be informed that upon detection, minors might be under custody only for the minimum time which is necessary to address the minors to proper facilities. Thank you for your attention. I now give the floor to my colleagues from the Hellenic Coast Guard.
Thank you.